Please welcome Margaret Lang.
Thank you. So probably about 25 years ago, I was in the habit of jogging. I don't jog anymore, but I did jog for a while. I wasn't a great jogger. I would jog about a block, and then I'd walk about a block. I think technically it's called wogging, is the technical term for that. But on Saturday mornings, I would go to the ocean to jog. And that was different for me, because being at the ocean with something about that salt air and the openness and the freedom and the wildness of it, I felt like I could run a lot faster, a lot longer, and sometimes almost feel like I was flying. And this one particular Saturday morning, there were some big waves out on the ocean. And you know how a wave, when it's a big wave comes up and right at the crest, like before it comes back down, it almost looks like it's a window and you can kind of see into the water. And so I'm running on the beach and I'm looking at these beautiful waves, and then I notice there's something moving inside the wave. Like I'm looking through this window of water at something moving, and it's dolphins. And there's a pod of dolphins. And they're inside the ocean behind this window. And I'm running, and they're frolicking is the word. They are frolicking right along with me. I keep running and they're still there. And I realize they are keeping pace with me as I'm running. And I'm there and I'm watching them and I'm running, and I realize that somehow I got this sense down deep that they were really enjoying this and that they knew I was there. It was like I felt like they knew I was on that beach running and they were right with me and they were enjoying it. At some point I stopped because I was where the cars were, and I stopped and stood there, and they continued on, and there were no more dolphins, and I just cried, because that's what you do in that situation. You just go, oh, I can't believe this just happened. So I thought about that for many years, and about 5 years ago I started into a study of the culture of the Chumash, the indigenous native people from this area. And I came across their creation myth, and they have a creation myth that goes like this. So Mother Earth created the people, the human beings, on the island of Santa Cruz in the Channel Islands. It's called Lemu in their language. So Mother, the Earth goddess, Mother Earth, her name was Hutash in the Chumash. So she created everything on the island, and then she wanted something different. She wanted something more. So she found this plant with magic seeds, and she planted the magic seeds in the earth on the island. And from those magic seeds grew the human beings. And human beings were, they grew fully formed, and they populated the island, and they loved the island. They had almost everything they need, except for fire. So Hutash's husband, who's the sky snake, what we know of as the Milky Way, said, I want to give the human beings something too. I want to give them fire. So he could shoot lightning bolts from his tongue. So he shot the lightning bolts down onto Lemu and gave the humans fire. And when they had fire, then they could cook their food, and they could stay up late, and they could tell stories and dance, and they could make more babies. And pretty soon there were lots and lots of humans on this little island of Lemu. And Mother earth, Hutash, who I find that I really relate to for this main reason, is that she really liked her sleep. And there's so many humans on the island, and they're always singing and they're always dancing, and there's all these children around. And Hutash says to her husband, the Sky Snake, "I don't know what to do here. I can't sleep. These humans, they won't be quiet. I tell them, don't you need to sleep? Shh," and they don't listen to me. So Sky Snake says, "Well, we have to do something." Hutash looks off into the mainland and she says, "I think I have an idea. Some of the people are going to have to go to the mainland, but how will they get there?" So she devised a way. She would create a great rainbow, a wishtoyo, a great rainbow bridge from the highest mountain on Lemu to the highest mountain near Carpinteria. And the people could walk over the rainbow bridge to the mainland. And so she told them, she gave them warning. She said, 3 days, a bunch of you folks, you're going to have to go to the mainland. It's going to be nice, though. There'll be plenty of food, plenty of water. There's fire over there. But some of you have to go because you're just too noisy for me." So 3 days later, a group of the humans, they started their trek. And they were afraid. They said, "But Hutash, it's so high up. We don't know if we can make it." And she says, "You just keep looking ahead. Don't look down. It'll be okay. I'll protect you." And some of them went forward and they looked ahead and they got to the other side of the mainland. But some of them looked down and they got very dizzy and they fell. And as they were falling, they called out, "Hutash, Hutash, help us, help us." And she heard them and she felt very bad because, after all, she's the one who sent them over the bridge. So as they were falling off the bridge, she turned them into dolphins, so that when they landed in the water, they could swim. And she made it so that they could hold their breath a long time so they could go underwater and catch fish and still survive in the water. And that's why the Chumash believe that the dolphins are our brother and sister. So I think of this story and I look back to my jogging day on that Saturday, and now I believe what happened. Really deep down, I believe it. When I felt like they knew me and I knew them, it's like now I look at it like I was their long-lost cousin and brother or sister to them. And I look at, and I saw them and I thought, yeah, you're my brother, you're my sister. Mm-hmm.